The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to the Todd Starnes Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
All right, well, we've got a lot of breaking news, and a lot of it is not good, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program, this Friday edition of the show. It is Open Line Friday. But today, I want to start out, first of all, saying thank you to all of you who are reading the book, Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? Based on the events of today, it is so imperative that you get yourself a copy of this book so that you can be encouraged. But also today is a reminder of what happens when good people stand down. And today we're watching people standing down in the halls of Congress, and you have every right to be infuriated. You have every right to be angry today. You have every right to be upset. And I'm just going to come right out of the gate and say this. And by the way, in the past few moments, if you have not heard the news, the House of Representatives, Republicans and Democrats, voted to advance and to approve the House spending bill. Now, this spending bill, and we went through this yesterday, it was dropped in the wee hours of day before yesterday. People had very little time to read this. The Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, who claims to be an evangelical believer, violated the 72-hour rule, and he supported an advanced spending legislation that would provide funding for late-term abortion facilities, for transgender and radical LGBT programs, and also would fund illegal aliens coming into this country, invading our nation. Now, I don't know what's going on with Mike Johnson, and I really don't care anymore. We got word just a little while ago that Marjorie Taylor Greene had filed a motion to vacate the chair. And that's exactly what needs to happen. I'm tired of the nonsense. I'm tired of the lies. And I'm tired of these evangelical Christian leaders and these religious liberty groups out there that are bowing down and worshiping Mike Johnson. Everybody, and let me say this, everybody behind the scenes is just as concerned as I have been. I've been the only person in the conservative talk radio world that's been willing to go out and call out Mike Johnson. And I get a lot of hate mail from his people. Grace Baker gets a lot of hate mail from his people. But you know what? I don't care, because I'm not bowing down to anybody except Almighty God. And the only people that I have to answer to are for the great listeners of this program. And if I see that Mike Johnson is going astray, then it's my responsibility to share that information with you. And he's not only gone astray, this guy's gone off the reservation. Not even so much as an explanation as to why he just betrayed every single conservative, every single Christian, every single person in America. He betrayed that trust today. And a lot of these groups, and this is, it really, it's almost comical, but there are a lot of these evangelical religious groups out there, and I speak at a lot of these things. They invite me to come and speak and share, and I'm happy to do so. But when it comes to the courage to call out people like Mike Johnson, well, they go running for the hills. I mean, they all recognize what's going on here. And we have these conversations in private. I get text messages from these folks. And I ask them, I'm like, well, why aren't you speaking out? We'll put you on the radio show. Share your concerns. No, no, no. But if you could do it for us. So, so I'm the fall guy. And I don't, it doesn't bother me one bit. They call me every name under the book. But a lot of these evangelical groups don't like me now because I'm calling out Mike Johnson. I almost called him Pence, but pretty much the same guys, different hairstyles. Actually, they're kind of the same. So it's really unfortunate. We just got word moments ago that MTG walked into the chamber. This is from Punchbowl News, Jake Sherman reporting this. MTG now filing for a motion to vacate. Now, that's just the first step in a number of steps to remove Mike Johnson from the speakership. My question is very simple. Should we remove Mike Johnson as Speaker of the House? Should there be some sort of a punishment here for what he just did? I want to read this from the House Freedom Caucus. A majority of Republicans voted against the swamp omnibus, and all of those Republicans should be honored and saluted. Unfortunately, 101 Republicans, and Grace Baker right now is getting the list of all the Republicans who voted for this. Unfortunately, 101 Republicans joined Democrats to pass the $1.2 trillion boondoggle that fully funds Biden's open borders policies and includes earmarks for late-term abortion and transgender organizations. Insane. That's coming from the House Freedom Caucus. Folks, I'm fired up about this. And this is why, as I wrote in Twilight's Last Gleaming, we've got to be willing to go to war against these Republicans. Republicans in name only. And that's why I believe, as chaotic as it is right now, and it will be, Mike Johnson's got to go. Mike Johnson's got to go. And by the way, what does it say about all of the evangelical leaders that this is as best as we've got? A guy who doesn't even have the backbone to stand up and do the right thing. I want Mike Johnson to explain why he supports late-term abortion facilities. How is that humanly possible, sir? How does that square with your religious beliefs, sir? And these transgender organizations, binding up the boobies and tucking away the wee-wees. How, sir, how does that advance your cause as an evangelical Christian? It makes no sense to me. Man, I smell, it's like Paul Ryan, you can smell the stench of the rhinos a mile away on these people. You can. Oh, by the way, Rhonda McDaniel got a new job today. Guess what, folks? She's working at NBC News and MSDNC. Are you paying attention yet, America? Are you paying attention to what's happening? So we're going to be taking your phone calls in this. Do you believe that the Republicans should move forward and remove Mike Johnson from the speakership? 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. You know, this guy behind closed doors is all about Jesus. He thinks he's the pastor of the House of Representatives. What kind of a pastor would support late-term abortion facilities? I mean, really? Well, we all just have to love Jesus. We all just have to get along now, as we say back home in Louisiana. Yeah, you know what, sir? It's not a church. And I'm not sure I'd want to be a part of a church that supports late-term abortions. What's that all about? So we're going to take your calls on this, and we're going to get to also what happened yesterday at the border, where law enforcement, Texas law enforcement, overrun at the border by these illegals. Some people are calling it a riot. Look, here's the problem I've got. The guy stood there, our people stood there and did nothing. They're invading the damn country, and they stood there and they did nothing. Here's a thought. When you've got a rampaging mob and they're tearing down razor wire and fences and storming into our country, and you're standing there and you're in the military and you're wearing a uniform, you open fire on those people. How difficult is that to understand? But somebody in the Texas government gave them the order to stand down. As a matter of fact, we understand from some reporting, and we're going to get to this in just a moment. Well, let's play this now. This is one of the eyewitnesses. She's a reporter. She was on with Dana Perino earlier this morning talking about what happened to these military-aged young men that clashed with the National Guardsmen. Cut 15.
Jenny, do you know if any of them did make it into the interior of the United States?
Yes, many of these people did get processed by Border Patrol under Title 8, which is what is typically used for the what we know as catch and release. These are people that are mainly released into the country. So this sends the message to people around the world that even if you act like this, you can probably get into the country. And I think they continue to push these boundaries and to see what they can get away with. And here they got away with some really, really scary stuff and, you know, appeared to be assaulting some of the National Guardsmen. It was totally out of control.
I want to know. Yes, it was totally out of control. We've got the video up on our website. I want to know who gave the orders to the National Guardsmen to stand down. Who did that? We're being invaded. They're literally beating up our National Guardsmen, and we're standing there. We're just fiddling with our fingers. Oh, well. Welcome to America. I'm sick of it, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just sick of it. And that's why, look, you got to get Twilight's Last Gleaming. Can America be saved? And again, the answer to that question lies with all of you. Do you want to save America? Is it worth saving? Not only should we be vacating the chair today, but we ought to be vacating a lot of these Republicans who voted for this. That's what we ought to be doing. Our telephone number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. We'll be right back. Our God-given freedoms are facing unrelenting attacks. It's a battle for truth, and the only way we win is if we stand together. Hi, I'm Todd Stearns, and thankfully, Alliance Defending Freedom has been defending our rights for 30 years and winning. Right now, they're involved in two critical cases before the Supreme Court. They're suing the FDA for endangering the health and safety of women and girls. And in the second case, they're assisting the state of Idaho to defend its law protecting the lives of women and their unborn children against the Biden administration's attempt to override the law and force doctors to perform abortions. And they need your help. With your best gift, you courageously join ADF in fighting critical Supreme Court cases against government lawlessness and help defend our cherished freedoms. So call 855-417-6556 right now or go to ToddStearns.com and click on the ADF banner. With your help, I've already pledged to raise $17,000 by March 31st for ADF. Go to ToddStearns.com or call 855-417-6556 to make your best offer right now. I know with your help, we can beat that goal and help make a generational difference for freedom. Yeah, I just want to know from all of these so-called Republicans in the House who voted for this thing. And by the way, a majority of the Republicans did not vote for this. Those are the good guys. I want to talk to the Republicans who actually voted for this thing. I'm curious to know, why are you now supporting transgender rights? Why are you now supporting late-term abortion? Why are you now supporting illegal aliens? That's what I want to know. Let's go to Georgia. Faye is listening to us today. Hi, Faye. What's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. I have had it, and yesterday I made so many calls to Washington. I called Johnson's office three times and just let them have it, both all three times. I don't have a representative. I only have demon Democrats that represent me and in the House and the two senators, of course. So I've been calling a lot of these other representatives that I have really been watching over the years and paying attention to. And I told him, I said, you've got to get rid of Johnson. And in fact, I told his office, I'm putting in to get rid of you. And I called Gates and all of the other ones and said, get rid of Johnson. We have got to have somebody with a backbone. He does not represent Jesus Christ that I love and just adore. None of this represents us. It just, I was sick.
It's disgusting is what it is. Absolutely disgusting. And
Johnson got too. I told Johnson.
What did they say, Faye? Did you talk to anybody? What did they tell you?
They know, of course. They were. I did talk to a lot of the people when I called these other offices. I talked to the individuals, and I thanked them for what they have really been doing and working hard. But I said, you have got to stand against this. Don't vote for it. And the people said, ma'am, we can understand your frustration. And I said, they have got to get rid of Johnson. I said, we have had it.
Faye, good for you. Good for you. And I hope everybody else listening to us is making the same call that Faye made. Faye, thank you for calling in. And folks, you're right to be righteously indignant today. This is just absolutely unacceptable. The Republicans, they know better. So now they're doing this to stick it in your face. And I thought about this last night, and I truly believe that the people, the Republicans that voted for this, are the ones that are conniving behind the scenes to sabotage Donald Trump. That's what I think is going on here. Let's go to Sunny in Florida. WOCA is our station there. Hi, Sunny. What's on your mind?
Hi, Todd. My biggest complaint is the invasion of our border and the invasion that's taking place and the billions of dollars that is taking to support these people who are in this country now. What happened yesterday could have been averted in my books if everybody would have had a water cannon at that particular spots in on the border. Water cannon with a little additive mixed in there like skunk poo or, bear grease or whatever, would have pushed these people right back into the Colorado again. And that stuff doesn't wash off so easily. It lasts with you. It stays with you. Water cannons have proved their efficiency and their effectiveness over the years. Look what happened years ago in Marseille, France, when they were invaded by a bunch of people from one of the former colonies in Africa. They used that water cannon, and boy, that was the end of that demonstration. I've been calling Congress and letting them know they should have water cannons.
Well, they ought to have something, but they won't even do that, Sonny. And the reason why is Greg Abbott, by the way, Greg Abbott has overseen for years the invasion of his state and this country. And until recently, when it became politically, I would say, to his advantage and advantageous, Greg Abbott stepped up to the plate. But for years, he's turned a blind eye as the illegals have swarmed the border. Look, every single Republican governor ought to be declaring an invasion right now. That's exactly what ought to happen. And, yeah, I mean, if the water cannons are going to work, great. Blast them right back across the river into Mexico. But you know what? Mexico doesn't want these people. Venezuela, they don't want their people back. And the reason why is these are very bad people. They are literally emptying out the jails and the prisons, and they're sending all these people to America. That's what's going on here. Sonny, appreciate that call. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. By the way, here is MSDNC's Joe Scarborough on the illegal alien riot. Cut three.
If I were a Democrat running for office, I would do this. I would be carrying this around all day. Look at what the Republicans are doing to you. I would carry this around.
Shut up.
Because
you
see
idiot.
This onslaught headline? The only thing the Post didn't tell you is Donald Trump said, blame me for this. Donald Trump said, kill the bill and blame me for everything that happens after this point. Donald Trump said, blame me. So, yes, Donald, we are blaming you. We're blaming mini-me Mike Johnson for following your orders. We're blaming Republicans who begged
okay,
for
enough
a tough-
of this crap. Yeah, that guy's he's a moron. Look, this has nothing to do with the Republicans. Nothing to do with the Republicans. This has everything to do with Biden's open border plan. And folks, I am telling you, this is far from over. It is a nefarious thing the Democrats are doing here. All right, we got to take a break. We're going to the phones, open line Friday, but also the question of the hour, should the Republicans vacate the chair? Do we need a new Speaker of the House? 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. Mike Lindell and MyPillow employees want to thank my listeners for your continued support. And to thank you, they have an overstock clearance sale right now for the best prices ever when you use the promo code STARNS, and you get free shipping on your entire order. Get 50% off the MyPillow 2.0 and the brand new flannel sheets that just arrived. Won't last long, folks. Get a six-pack towel set for only $29.98 and take advantage of the free shipping on larger items like mattresses and mattress toppers, 100% made in the USA, on sale for as low as $99.99. Everything is on sale, from the brand new kitchen towels that have the same technology as the bath towels. They absorb dog beds, blankets, couch pillows, so much more. To get the best offers ever, go to MyPillow.com and use promo code STARNS or call 800-839-8506 and get free shipping on your entire order while supplies last. All right, welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us on the Todd Stearns radio program today. Let's go to beautiful Murfreesboro, Tennessee, home of MTSU. Richard, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Todd, and thank you for your anger. Be aware that I join you in it. It is holy, and it is righteous, and it is justified. I called the Speaker's office yesterday after making many, many attempts to find a direct number to the Speaker's office. Finally, I called in through the White House main number, and they forwarded my call to it. I felt sorry for the staffer who answered, because evidently she and the rest of them have been getting many, many calls of disappointment and anger. She just sounded so beat down, but I couldn't let that divert me from the message, which is tell Mike it's time to step down. And right now, I am trying to figure out why Mike should not be regarded in a more biblical context than that of Judas, because he is.
It's sad to say that, Richard, but I think that's a pretty good description of what Mike Johnson has done here. It's just staggering, and I feel personally attacked by this, only because, you know, he was a regular on this program. We supported him, and then he turned his back on us. And I knew something was up. As soon as he became Speaker, all of a sudden all communication was cut off. And that was it. And that's a problem, because, you know, there is such a thing as people getting too big for their britches, as they say, Richard. And I think this may be a case of it. I don't think it's salvageable, though. I mean, after what he did today, funding abortion, funding transgender organizations, funding the illegal aliens, this is just, that's unforgivable in my book.
None of that needs taxpayer money spent on it. And if anybody needs to know where Mike is coming from, go online, pull up the webpage for Speaker of the House, and look at the expression on his face. That tells you everything you need to know about his attitude, his philosophy, and what his actions have been and what they will be. And, I don't see any reason why he should not be considered now a modern-day Judas.
Richard, it's a good point, and I think it's a fair description you make. By the way, Richard, tomorrow morning, I'm going to be in your town, Murfreesboro. I'm going to be speaking at the May Day Brewery, and it's a free breakfast. They're going to feed you biscuits, gravy, the whole nine yards. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm going to be speaking tomorrow morning, 8:30 at the May Day Brewery. So if you're in town, if you're up that early, come on over for a free breakfast, Richard.
That's terrific, Ed. I'm going to do my best to join you because I've got your book, and it's terrific.
Thank you. Well, I appreciate that, Richard, and thank you for calling in. You give us a holler back one of these days. Again, folks, Americans for Prosperity Tennessee is hosting the event. That's tomorrow morning at 8:30 at the May Day Brewery in Murfreesboro. And if you want information, go to it's Americans for Prosperity Tennessee. It's AFPTN.events. And you'll be able to register. And they're going to have a good old-fashioned Southern breakfast for you. So you can't beat that. All right, let's go to Mike in Georgia. Hi, Mike. You're on the phone today. What's going on?
Good afternoon, my son. I just wanted to call. I did get in touch with my congressman yesterday. Well, not him personally, his staff, and told him about was he going to vote for this or not. And they said, no, he was working on it. Shit, he was against it.
Now, who's your congressman? Who's your congressman, Mike?
Andrew Clyde.
All right. Well, he's going to be on the show in the next hour, by the way, so we'll be able to talk to him about that.
Okay. Well, I told him, and if he voted for it, I'd tear my shirt off trying to get him out of there next time for a run. But my main concern is I'm a Baptist. I'm a Christian. And my main concern is the Christian people. What I keep saying, they're laying down on the job. I mean, what I'm trying to say, they won't talk about politics. I mean, I understand. We'll pray for them, this, that, and the other. But, you know, the prayers have to have feet on them every once in a while. You know that? Back in the biblical days, they even had to fight for their religion and their life. That's what I'm seeing. And the Democrats, they get in the pulpits and preach about everything against racists, evangelical, or just too weak in the back or something to stand up for themselves. If they advertise all these problems and talk about it in the church, people might listen to them, you know?
Just might, Mike. Unfortunately, a lot of churches, and I write about this in Twilight's Last Gleaming, a lot of churches have been neutralized by these woke preachers, and we've got to fix that. I think the church has to be a very loud voice in the culture right now. We have a moral obligation, and I believe we have a constitutional obligation as Christians to engage in the public process. And if we don't, well, this is what happens when we don't. And I think that's one of the reasons why we have to call out Speaker Johnson, because he has betrayed the Christian people as well. And that's just unfortunate. Mike, appreciate that call. Let's go to Chris in North Carolina, WSIC. And Chris, I understand you, sir, are a pastor.
Yeah, it's Cliff, but that's just fine. Talk.
Cliff, my apologies.
Yes, that's okay. I've been a pastor for 30 years, blessed to be at the same church. And the people in the pew agree with what the Bible says. And I remember Adrian Rogers saying, don't forget to look behind the pulpit when you're looking for the devil. And I think that's where we are. I mean, we were sold a bill of goods that I'm a Christian, I stand for Jesus, and I never tell my congregation who to vote for, but I tell them what I will not vote for. And how can you support abortion clinics and transgenderism and all these things and still say that you have a biblical foundation? So I moved to vacate. I mean, they would run me off if I did anything like that, and as well as I should be.
It is.
I've been there for 30 years or for 3 weeks.
It is absolutely stunning that the Republicans would do this, because it is, I mean, we've got a number of lawmakers, and I have to commend Congressman Greg Stube, $850,000 for gay senior housing, $118,000 for a gay cabaret theater. It goes on and on and on. It's just unacceptable. Get this, $5 million, Cliff, $5 million for Mary Center, which prescribes and manages transgender hormone therapies. $1.8 million for the Women and Infants Hospital in Rhode Island. They perform abortions up to 22 weeks. $400,000 for gay youth organizations that give out transgender clothing. $500,000 for the New Immigrant Community Empowerment Center, an organization that advocates for workplace rights of illegals. It goes, Cliff, it just goes on and on and on. And I just, how does a Christian Speaker of the House support any of this?
Any of it? How can you, with just what you presented there, is just, there's nothing biblically based about that. And the Bible also says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. God's people need to stand up. I mean, pray all you want, but unless your prayers have feet on them and you call, you speak out, you vote, where will our children and grandchildren be? This will be normal to them. One generation away from paganism.
We may already be there, Cliff. We may already be there.
Yeah, totally.
All right, Cliff, thank you for listening. Cliff, WSIC, and by the way, did a great interview with their morning show earlier today. Good people there. We're going to be making an announcement about something happening there in that part of the country in just a little while. Excited about that. And also excited for you to read the brand new book, Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? You talk about grassroots. Folks, Fox News will not have me on to talk about this book, and that's okay because we've got a great big vast audience, and I know with your help we're going to be able to hit those bestseller lists. We want a lot of people to be able to read this book, Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? All right, 901-260-5926 is our number. Let's go to Anthony in Alabama. Anthony, what's on your mind?
Hello, Mr. Storms. Thanks for taking the call. Boy, I'm so livid with this, and you said it right, where the Speaker of the House, being a Christian guy, how can he vote for all of this stuff? But what I told your call screener was that I think the Republican Party, and it's been said many times, and I think everybody with the bully pulpit should be saying the Republican Party needs competition. They don't have any competition. You can't really call the Democrat Party competition. But if they're willing, this is insanity, if they are willing to knuckle under and just completely fold like cheap tents in a windstorm here, and they're folding again, and they will not stand up for what we want out here. And I think a lot of these people are Democrats that are in our party, and I think our party, I don't believe that you're never going to be able to vote enough of these people out in the time that's left to fix anything. And I think it's high time for a new party, and the Speaker of the House has to go. We may not have a plan what's going to go happen after that. But you know what? Sometimes you have to do the right thing. And the right thing is this guy is leading us off a cliff if we haven't already gone off a cliff. And I really believe that at the Republican Party, it's high time we start looking. I mean, look, if you got junk in your house and you keep trying to fix it, the water heater goes up, you got to replace it. And if you know what? It's the same thing with these people. They are not going to do a thing for us. I think they're getting their palms greased. And they don't care. And I think a lot of it has to do with they're afraid of the government being shut down and they're going to get the blame for it. They won't. They're just cowards. That's what they are. Yes, the Speaker, I believe, should be replaced. And I think I'll leave with that note. And thank you for taking my call, sir.
All right. Well, Anthony, thank you for that. And appreciate you listening to us, Anthony in Alabama. And folks, we are going to have to take a quick break here. But I'm very curious to hear from you. Should the Speaker of the House be vacated? Should he be ousted as a result of betraying so many conservatives and so many American taxpayers out there? Give us a call, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. You know, people are getting fired every day for all kinds of reasons. But our friends at Alliance Defending Freedom have this idea that someone should not get fired for doing the job they were hired to do. That's exactly what happened to Dr. David Phillips. Now, Dr. Phillips, PhD, college professor, teaching at Governor's College, when he lectured kids about the importance of free thinking, and he challenged the kids to groupthink on campus. This groupthink was bullying students to only accept one perspective, a liberal perspective, one like critical race theory. So we conducted a seminar on the effects of lack of diversity in campus thought. Dr. Phillips was called into his boss's office, and he was fired.
This meeting was cool, terse, and to the point. I asked why I was being fired, but he said that he was not at liberty to discuss that with me. I reached out to Alliance Defending Freedom. Together, we filed a lawsuit to challenge my termination. By firing me, the governor's school violated my constitutional rights to free speech. School administrators unlawfully retaliated against me for voicing my dissent to its ideological orthodoxy.
And Dr. Phillips is right here. Schools should not be able to fire a professor just because they don't like his opinions. I mean, the guy was engaging in free speech. Nothing wrong with that. So we need your help as Alliance Defending Freedom represents Dr. Phillips. You can do that by going to ToddStearns.com. Click on the ADF banner at the top of the page. That's ADF banner at the top of the page. You can also give them a call, 855-417-6556. Again, that's 855-417-6556. We are raising money all this month for our friends at Alliance Defending Freedom so they can represent these clients like Dr. Phillips free of charge. All right, folks, coming up this weekend, I'll be on Huckabee's TV show, Mike Huckabee, on TBN and also Newsmax. We're going to be talking about the book. Looking forward to a great conversation about Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? Get yourself a copy today. You can order online. And honestly, that may be the best way. We're getting reports that a lot of bookstores are already sold out in the stores, but you can certainly order a copy online. And if you would like a personally autographed copy, I'm honored to be able to do that. All you have to do is go to the Todd Stearns store at ToddStearns.com. Let's go to the phones. Our good friend Wyatt over at KELY in Nevada. Hi, Wyatt. What's going on?
I hope you have a fun time at Murfreesboro. Wonderful town. Been there several times. Was on the air there for a while with our morning show. But number one, of course, the chair needs to be vacated. We knew this from the start. But secondarily, something that is even more important than this. Each and every individual listening needs to get out there behind and get involved with their local county city Republican committee, because that is where everything comes from. It is grassroots like everything else is. It doesn't just grow. People need to get involved locally. And I know your good friend down in Georgia is going to agree with this. If you don't get involved locally, and if you don't get involved in your local party, you have zero room to complain about the direction of the Republican Party. It is past time for us to get off our behinds and get involved locally. This local party is going to want to get out and walk for Republican candidates and make the change that is necessary in the party.
Wyatt, I'm with you, and it makes a lot of sense, and you're right. This requires a shock to the system, and that shock is vacating the chair and the Republicans, the conservatives, taking back the party. I think you're spot on accurate there.
Well, here locally, our party has been working with us, but it is the thing of getting people involved. That is the thing. We are past the point of letting others do the job that we should be doing. This, you know, this was supposed to be a citizen legislature and not a party, a legislature of big business, which is what it has become. If we don't get involved, if we don't make the change starting at the local level, it's never going to get fixed.
It's a fair point, Wyatt, and I appreciate you calling in. Good hearing from you, my friend. And everybody doing good down there in KELY country?
We are doing the best we can. You know, it has been wonderful. We are seeing actually a little bit of snow this weekend, but by and large, a great weekend to get out and enjoy.
I love it. All right, Wyatt, good hearing from you, my friend. Wyatt Cox, heading up the Nevada Talk Network, KELY, our great affiliate there in Ely, Nevada. And folks, now is also a great time for you to order a copy of Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? You can get a copy right now or wherever you buy your books. The great endorsement coming from our great president, Donald John Trump. Todd Stearns is a fierce defender of freedom and a great patriot. He has seen and understands what is happening to our country like few others. His book is absolutely terrific, a must read, and we thank you so very much for that. those kind words, Mr. President. So thank you again. All right, folks, as promised, coming up, we are going to be talking to Congressman Andrew Clyde, one of the no votes today. Also, Senator Tommy Tuberville, the Senate now has to take up this nonsense. We'll see how things are going there. Also, we're going to be checking in with our good buddies over at the Wellness Company. We have some breaking news about ivermectin to share with you. And you're not going to be surprised, but I think a lot of people in the media are. Hang tight, everybody. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes. Oh,
yeah. Yes. All right. Hello. Welcome to hour two, ladies and gentlemen. Great to have you with us. And we have got a lot going on this hour of the program. A reminder to be sure to pick up a copy of Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? By the way, plenty of copies now at the Barnes & Noble in Memphis, Tennessee, just so you know. Also, you can order online, and you can get an autographed copy of the book personally inscribed over at toddstearns.com. Just click on our store. We are already gearing up for a third printing of the book, and it's only been out since Tuesday. So well done, you, and talk to the publisher. They are extremely happy with the numbers of people that are getting a copy of the book. And I truly believe this little book can be very helpful in taking back the country and doing what we need to do in the fall. I want to bring into the conversation Congressman Andrew Clyde. He represents Georgia's 9th Congressional District, a member of the House Freedom Caucus, and was kind enough to attend a pre-book launch party up on Capitol Hill. Congressman, good to have you back with us.
Well, good afternoon, Todd. Always great to be with you.
So, Congressman, a lot of disappointing news today. I think there are a lot of people today, including myself, who are righteously indignant about what Speaker Mike Johnson did today.
I would agree with you 100%. Here we put another funding bill, another a half omnibus, on the House floor under suspension of the rules, okay, which now requires a two-thirds majority. And we passed it with more Democrat votes than Republicans. And as a matter of fact, on this particular Romney, unlike the one about 2 weeks ago, this one had more Republicans voting against it than voted for it. 112 voted against it. Only 101 voted for it. So this is, doesn't even have a majority of the majority to pass this particular bill. And I noted also that, you know, being on the Appropriations Committee, we only had four appropriators vote against the first half omni. We actually had five more for a total of nine that voted against the second one. It was so bad.
Congressman, why would the Speaker of the House, who has not only professed to be a Bible-believing evangelical Christian, but he has pretty much worn that on his sleeve, why would he move forward with any legislation that would fund transgender programs, LGBT programs, late-term abortion facilities? Why would he do that?
Todd, that's a great question. I think Mike Johnson needs to be the one to answer that, because there's no excuse, in my opinion, for doing this. As I said on the House floor, if you fund it, you own it. And, you know, we're with regard to the LGBTQ, the transgender surgeries and the funding for abortion, travel and the military, all of this and for the earmarks to the LGBTQ centers and to those who are destroying our youth through trying to transition them, whether surgically or chemically, whatever. I mean, it is a disgrace on our nation, and I'm very, very disappointed in the Speaker to bring this bill forward. And as you see, the Republicans, more voting against it than voted for it, are communicating the same message.
Congressman, we know Marjorie Taylor Greene filing the motion to vacate the chair earlier today. Where do you stand on that?
Well, it is not a motion that she has brought to the floor. It's in the hopper. So I think it's not serious. It's a threat. It's a
well. Wait a second. Why would it? Why we don't need threats now? I mean, what's done is done. I say, I'm telling you, Congressman. Me personally, I say vacate the chair right now.
Well, that is a long process, and it's not an easy process. I went through that for 3 weeks in October, and it's certainly something to be considered. But it's not anything to be taken lightly either, though, Todd, because we want to ensure that we save our country. I'm not interested in saving the speaker at the expense of our country. That's certainly for sure. You know, but I want to make sure that what we do doesn't further damage our country and we do it right.
I think this legislation, this spending bill, does just that. I think it does damage our country, and quite frankly, it takes every one of those issues off the fall ballot. Republicans can no longer in good faith claim to be the party that wants to secure the border when we just approved spending millions and millions of dollars to take care of illegal aliens. I just don't understand that.
I cannot disagree with you. I mean, I absolutely agree with you on that, and that is why. You know, we had our press conference this morning and talked about all the issues in this particular omnibus that, you know, that does not protect, that does not seal our southern border. H.R. 2 should have been attached to this funding bill to show that indeed border is the hill that we are going to die on. But it's, or really we're going to win on, or not die on, but we're going to take that hill and we're going to win on it. And that's what we should be doing. But that's not what we're seeing right now. So I'm up here to make it things better. So that's one of the things that we're going to have to do is work toward that. You know, FY24 is over now, and we did our best to fight against it. But we've got to continue to fight. We can never give up the fight, Todd. Just it's never good to surrender, because you always lose when you surrender. And so we're going to go into FY25 now, and being on the Appropriations Committee, I look forward to putting good riders that will give us leverage over the Democrats in the future, in any future negotiation.
Are we still at Nancy Pelosi level spending levels?
No, we're $60 billion higher.
Wow. So it's gotten worse. 2 years
it's
of.
Gotten worse. Yes, it has.
So under 2 years of Republican leadership.
It has. It's gotten worse.
Wow. So, again, that's why I'm wondering, Congressman, I'll just ask you this. I'm trying to figure all of this out. It makes no sense. And I wonder if this is meant to really hurt Donald Trump by depressing Republican turnout in the fall elections.
Well, when you look at the elections, we absolutely cannot lose heart. You know, Todd, I've never been one to give up, and you know me really well. You cannot give up. You simply have to keep on keeping on. And if you give up, then you surrender. And as a military officer, a combat veteran, or just a guy that won against the IRS, all right, I didn't do that by surrendering, by stopping fighting. It took 6 years. But we won against the IRS, and we will eventually win here. I firmly believe, you know, to give our listeners a ray of hope here. But we just have to keep pressing the fight and keeping it up. And as you saw, the last time that the bill passed, you know, we got more Republicans on our side than last time. So we are continuing to move the needle, and we will get there.
All right. Well, Congressman, we appreciate you coming on the program today. Congressman Andrew Clyde, one of the no votes, and a majority of Republicans voted against this, but just enough Republicans voted for it, partnering with the Democrats and Speaker Johnson to move this forward. All right, Congressman, thank you so very much. We really appreciate your time today.
Thank you, Todd. Always great to be with you.
All right. There you go, folks. You heard from Andrew Clyde. I just, again, I do not understand the strategy here. This is not going to get any better. And it seems to me we need to go ahead and rip the Band-Aid off, boot Mike Johnson, and put somebody in there who can actually lead the Republicans. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Got to take a break. We'll be right back.
of that has been thrown out the window. You've got the leadership and the White House making decisions about how the entire country is supposed to be run, which leaves 450 people outside of the discussion. And that's not what the American people asked for. That's not what the American people elected.
All right, that's Congressman Matt Rosendale out of Montana. Very upset, says Speaker Mike Johnson has left Republicans out of the conversation and is now making decisions directly with the White House. Want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Senator Tommy Tuberville joins us from Alabama. Senator, I know that you guys are going to be addressing the spending bill very soon. What's your reaction to Speaker Johnson's decision to move this thing forward?
Well, Todd, thanks for having me on, but it's a mess. This whole place is a big show. You might as well put a tent over it and call it a clown show, a circus. But, you know, we should have done this 4 or 5 months ago. Schumer won't bring it up. He wouldn't bring it up regular order because he wanted this omnibus that he's pretty much getting now to where he can put everything in the world for the people back in New York. I mean, it's cruelty is what it is to the American people, because we as taxpayers, all of us, have to pay this bill. It's not a giveaway. It's a bill. It's a bill that we will all have to pay back. So that being said, we're voting right now. Matter of fact, I'll go down in 30 minutes and vote no for continuing to put this bill on the floor. I will not be on the winning side. They'll have enough Democrats to vote yes. Let's move it forward, and we'll have the vote later tonight after amendments. But it's a terrible process. It's terrible for the American people, and American people really don't realize right now they're working, they're busy, and all these things. But at the end of the day, folks, you're going to have to pay this bill, and it's going to be a whopper.
And the fact that you've got the evangelical Christian Speaker of the House, and he is very open about his faith, and here he is, this bill, spending millions and millions of our tax dollars on gay garden parties, transgender issues. You've got late-term abortion facilities, and of course, a lot of money going for illegal aliens in this country.
Yeah, and you're right. Late-term abortions, all the groups that they're trying to put out there to divide this country, and this country, I call it the double D effect: divide the country, get everybody to hate each other, and then the other D is dumb the country down. We have the worst SAT and ACT scores in almost history of our country. People can't read. People can't write. Oh, we're blaming it on COVID. No, blame it on the Democrats and the unions that have ruined our schools across the country, especially inner city schools. And these people in the inner cities continue to vote for the Democrats. I cannot figure it out. They do not want a future, I guess, but it breaks my heart to see our youth be treated like this. And my amendment today, by the way, is going to be, I'm going to go after them, and we're going to get a vote, men and women sports. And I want them all to look at that camera when they vote tonight, because I'm going to use it against them in every election for the rest of their lives, where they're going to vote to put transgenders, men, in front and before women and girls in sports, and let them dress in their dressing rooms and take showers with them. It is a disaster and a shame, and it should be against the law.
So again, Senator, this will be the amendment that you'll be introducing later today.
Later today or tonight, whenever we get to it. They're not fired up about it. They hate to get this vote. I had it one other time, my first year here, 3 years ago, and I lost out by one vote. We even had a couple of people on the Republican side vote against me. Joe Manchin voted with me. It only takes 51 to pass, Hey, it's going to be a hard vote for some of them, because a lot of these people are up for election. And I'm going to tell them, hey, you vote against this, you can get ready to see it many, many times on television in your state. And people are sick of this. I don't care who you are, Democrat, Republican. We've got to straighten this country out and get back to our moral values. And don't discriminate against women and girls. This is discrimination.
Senator, we're also looking at some very disturbing video coming out of the southern border. This is just reprehensible. Over 100 illegals, military-aged men that bum-rushed National Guard troops, and it looks like a war zone down there, sir.
Yeah, it is a war zone. I've been there several times. It's a disaster. It's self-made by the Democrats and Joe Biden. They're all globalists. They want everybody to come here. They're trying to change the voting districts in the country. You know, just a body counts as a person in a voting district. It doesn't have to be a citizen. You know, if they're going to let them rush the border, just fly them in here. Fly them all in. That's what they're doing anyway. They're flying people every day into the red cities and red states, and they're trying to change the voting records. But you get ready. What's going to happen now? They're getting ready to probably start flying in people from Gaza, the Palestinians. They're going to bring them here. Most of them will be made citizen as soon as they land. It will be absolutely a disaster. We've lost control of our country, third world country. People need to wake up, and that's the reason we've got to win this next election. And again, I don't know whether the election is going to get here in time, because they are in a rush to run this country in the ground and turn it into a third world country.
Well, they sure are. And now, of course, they're reporting out of Florida, where you've got we've been told the beaches have basically become landing grounds all along the eastern coast there.
Yeah, it looks like the invasion of Normandy, they say. You know, just boats coming from right to left. We don't have enough people and Coast Guard down there to handle it. I know Ron DeSantis, the governor down there, is trying the best they can. But again, when your federal government is fighting against your state government, which Joe Biden and this federal government is fighting against citizens of this country to allow them in here, it's criminal. It's absolutely criminal. Somebody needs to pay the price for this. Of course, they don't go by the Constitution anyway. Even the Supreme Court says, oh, you can't forgive student loans. Well, they go ahead and do it anyway. Now, to me, that's breaking the law. You ought to be locked up for it if you're in control of that. So we've lost control of our country. Again, this is a country that I don't recognize. And it's a country of hate, and they're fueling that with the division and putting people in different sections and trying to get everybody to hate each other and remain control of this nonsense.
Well, Senator, we've got to leave it there. We're coming up against a break, but we appreciate you standing firm, and let's see what happens tonight. Good luck with that amendment.
Thank you, Todd, and thank you for the book that you sent. And again, if you want to watch C-SPAN tonight, watch and see how your local senator votes on this Women Against Men in Sports Act.
That's going to be huge, folks. And Senator Tuberville standing up for female athletes all over America. So you're going to want to watch that tonight. And we're going to keep you updated over on the website. Again, Senator Tommy Tuberville from Alabama on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. And as the senator said, yeah, we got to meet the senator's staff. Great people at the big book launch party there in Washington, D.C. And again, the book, folks, get yourself a copy, Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? The answer to that question is yes. And we are hopeful on this radio program, always hopeful, in spite of these yahoos that are currently running the Republican Party. We've just got to get those folks out of power. And we've got to make sure that we are electing Republicans who are truly conservative. That's the problem, folks. We've got far too many people up on Capitol Hill who are willing to do the bidding of the Democrats. And I have to tell you, and I apologize. I mean, I really am sorry, because I actually told you that Mike Johnson was a good guy, and I was deceived. It's still my fault, but I was deceived. I'm not making excuses. I'm just telling you I was deceived by the guy. And I don't like that. I don't like being deceived. All right, hang tight, folks. More commentary coming your way. Also, our good buddy Peter Galluli with the Wellness Company. Huge, huge news about ivermectin coming out. And you're going to want to stick around and hear what's going on there. This is the Todd Stern Show. Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. By the way, we are raising money all this month for our friends at Alliance Defending Freedom, ADF. They are fighting for us and fighting for our friends and neighbors in courtrooms across America. They have two major Supreme Court cases that they are going to be fighting this year, and they need our help. So if you could go to ToddStearns.com and click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner at the very top of the page, you're going to be able to stand with ADF and help protect our God-given freedom. And that's a great thing. We're trying to raise $17,000 We need your help to do that, and you can contribute right now by going to Alliance, by going to ToddStearns.com and click on that Alliance Defending Freedom banner, very top of the page. Want to play some audio here. This is from CNN. Now, this is a fascinating story. So the good news here is it appears, according to a post by President Trump, our great president, on Truth Social, it appears that he's got the cash on hand to pay this bond, because Letitia James was already renting out the big cranes, those high-rise cranes to remove the letters T-R-U-M-P from all the Trump buildings, high-rises in New York City. But it looks like now Trump has the cash. Anyway, they were talking about Mar-a-Lago, right? So Mar-a-Lago, and this was by the way, this was a central part of the whole case, this fraud case against Donald Trump, is that Mar-a-Lago was overvalued, that it was only worth, what, $10, $12, $14 million, right? That's what the courts were saying. That's what Letitia James, this snake in the grass racist woman, was saying about Donald Trump. That's what the mainstream media was saying. And the folks over at CNN and MSDNC, they were every day there. Well, Mar-a-Lago is just, it's a trailer park. It's not worth anything. Really? Well, that's not what CNN is saying now. Take a listen. Cut one.
At least 30 days to get any of these properties sold. But the property that you alluded to, Mar-a-Lago, potentially, that could be something that could be sold quickly. I think the valuation is something in the hundreds of millions, and I think there could be a buyer for something like that.
And that would be literally, if you're talking about doing that between now and Monday, that's picking up the phone, calling someone, and then literally writing a check.
Yeah, I mean, there could be plenty of international people who want to buy that property. I mean, there's properties that are priced at 150 and 200 million that are nearby that. And Palm Beach is like the NVIDIA of real estate. It's just shot up like a rocket. And people do want to live there. They've moved there. So I think that would be the best case scenario as to proper if he's trying to sell quickly. I would encourage that.
So, all right. Now, that's $240 million estimated. I mean, who knows? You know, he's a desperate seller in this case. Someone picks up the phone and makes that call this week. So I don't know what it'd be. That's still half
right
of what it would be.
There you go, folks. So you see how they do these conniving snakes in the grass on CNN and MSDNC doing the bidding. So if that's the case, if Mar-a-Lago truly is worth what they just said, well, that exposes once again the fraud in this fraud case. That's what's going on here, folks. It's really, I'm telling you, these people, all we have to do to fix all this is start standing up and saying something about it. That's it. If all of you folks out there who are just super quiet, you don't want to get involved, we got to get involved. We got to get engaged. We got to push back over all this stuff. Got to. All right, it is Open Line Friday, 901-260-5926. Again, our telephone number, 901-260-5926. I want to play some audio from our good friend Congressman Chip Roy, and he's laying out the truth about what's really going on with this swamp Speaker Johnson omnibus. Cut six.
The bill does not include one single policy necessary to secure the border. And I'm tired of hearing Republicans go to the microphone, whether they're in leadership or rank and file, and say otherwise, because it's not true. I've heard Republican leadership go down and talk about ice beds. Oh, don't worry, Chip, we increased the ice beds. Are you telling the American people that the ICE memos that this administration have at full force basically make it impossible for ICE to do their job? That those beds will therefore not be filled? Oh, but Chip, that's for future President Trump to use. President Trump can increase the ICE beds to what he had when he was president before, which was as many as 57,000 beds. This is nonsense. It's nothing, but it's worse than nothing. It's actually worse than nothing. Because my same Republican colleagues who go out to the microphone and say, we are going to increase Border Patrol. First of all, good luck recruiting more Border Patrol agents right now. They can't even achieve the numbers that they're currently at 17,000 or 18,000. No, in our bill, we say, oh, don't worry, we're going to be at 22,000 Border Patrol agents. Guess how our Democratic colleagues characterized that amazing feat of negotiation that Republicans carried out. They characterized it as expediting the processing of more illegals because, you know what? At least they're honest about it. That is exactly what it would do. You're going to give more funding for more Border Patrol agents to process more illegal aliens who are overrunning our border, overrunning our cities, overrunning our hospitals, overrunning our jails, overrunning our schools.
And it's driving- true. Look, he goes on. And look, he's absolutely correct here. And he's, this is true. And that's what we just funded today. Again, I think this is all about trying to sabotage Trump. But I have some news for all of you liberal Republicans out there, all of you liberal Republicans who voted for this garbage today. You're just like the Democrats. Just like the Democrats. It's like Wile E. Coyote and Roadrunner. And just like Donald Trump being Roadrunner, there's going to be a giant Acme anvil that will fall on your head. You think you got Trump, but at the end of the day, you don't have Trump. You know, he's going to win. He will triumph. Let's go to Tennessee. Dottie, listening to us on WTJS. Hi, Dottie. What's on your mind?
Well, good afternoon, Mr. Starnes. I was listening to you earlier, and I heard you mention your book. And the title, that I was most interested in the second part of the title, Can America Be Saved? Well, if you're noticing, we're going to have a solar eclipse on next month, on Monday, April the 8th. And this eclipse path is going through seven cities by the name of Nineveh, plus Noah. And not Noah, I'm sorry, Jonah. And I said, well, Lord, I don't think so. I don't think America can be saved due to the fact
because of the solar eclipse?
A solar eclipse? You haven't heard?
Well, I know. I've heard about the solar eclipse. I didn't realize the world was going to explode. This is news to me.
It may, the world may not explode, but the fact that this solar eclipse path is going through seven cities in the United States, from Eagle Pass, Texas, all the way up to Nova Scotia, which is the eighth city, by the name of Nineveh. And if you read any Bible scripture, you know what Nineveh was all about and why Jonah was sent there to preach to them to repent.
And when is the solar eclipse?
When is it? It's on Monday, April the 8th.
All right. So, well, that means you need to, folks out there listening to us, you need to buy your book before then. Just in case things
well,
go south.
See, I'm not prophesying that the world is going to end. I'm not going to even prophesy that the United States. But I believe that something is going to happen because there was a solar eclipse before the 1811 earthquake that lasted for over a year right here in this area, New Madrid.
So real quick here, real quick, Dottie, because we don't have a lot of time. So the solar eclipse, and you think that may be the end of America as we know it?
Well, actually, nobody, I don't think the whole America is going to repent.
Okay. All right.
So
I got you.
Those who want to repent, please do.
Amen to that. All right, Dottie, thank you. Wow, I didn't realize that. I didn't realize the end of the world was coming. I thought that was next year. Wasn't it back in 20? No, that was in 2000, Y2K. That's when it was all supposed to go belly up. Real quick, let's go to David, Memphis, Tennessee, KWAM. David, talk to me. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I've been a member of the GLP since I was 18. I'm not anymore because they've left me. Locally in Memphis, we've seeded 40-block neighborhoods one at a time over the years. So we're now basically it's everything south of Summer, north of Park. That's the big GOP area. That's not very big. Statewide, I get toll roads. I get gas tax increases. I get red flag law being run through. Didn't vote for any of that. And then nationally, it's an absolute joke. So I want to know, why should I continue voting this way? And if the answer is, well, because they're better than Democrats,
Show me where.
Well, I don't think they are better than Democrats, David. I think they're worse than Democrats because they're lying to you. And that is the problem.
Exactly.
Whether it be local, state, or national, you've got Republicans that are lying to you, and they want to get your vote. So my recommendation is this, and this is the case in New York, where they have a very strong and vibrant conservative party. And I do think that maybe, just maybe, we need to start looking at the possibility of starting conservative parties. Now, I'm not talking about winning on a national level, but you could start winning on a national level with conservative party candidates. So why not give it a shot? Here's the thing. It can't be any worse than what we've already got. And David, to your point, and you're right to be discouraged, but the encouragement is that there is another way. We've just got to find out who those candidates are, and we have got to pour all of our energy and strength into getting those people elected.
Agreed. I think, and the phrase, though, evil and good men who do nothing, you heard that 1,000 times. I've always argued the good men who do nothing are worse, because at least the evil people are doing what's in their nature. I mean, they're not being cowards. They're doing what's in their nature. The good men who do nothing, in my opinion, is the GOP. I think it's worse. But that's just my 2 cents.
Yeah, well, it's a great no. That's $5 worth of information right there, David. And well said, David. Got to run. Appreciate you calling in 901-260-5926. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back, everybody. And the breaking news: the FDA has now rescinded all of the warnings they've put out about ivermectin. Surprise, surprise, surprise. Now, the question is, do you have your own personal supply of ivermectin? And if you don't, what are you waiting for? You need to go to the wellness company, twc.health/starns. For more information on that, twc.health/starns. Use the promo code STARNS. That will unlock some big-time discounts. Want to bring in Peter Galluli, who is CEO of the Wellness Company. So, Peter, certainly good news, but not shocking news.
Yeah, isn't it ironic, Todd, that the people spreading misinformation were actually the federal government?
It's a great point, because you're right. They were spreading all sorts of misinformation about ivermectin, which turned out to be a key component in the early treatment of COVID, which was pioneered by your very own Dr. Peter McCullough, the chief scientific officer at the wellness company.
Exactly. And over the past 4 years, Todd, over 100 separate studies have been conducted on the effectiveness of using ivermectin in the early treatment of COVID-19. And the results are statistically significant and point in a large degree of benefits from using ivermectin to intervene early in the case of COVID-19 infections, which is something, frankly, that Dr. McCullough knew all along, and the data just came along to validate. And keep in mind, this is a Nobel Prize-winning medicine that's been on the market for decades. It's incredibly safe. This shouldn't have surprised anybody, and I'm just glad that somebody finally beat the FDA in court here and is getting them to remove all of their silly memes and ridiculous articles they put up that probably cost a lot of people lives.
You know, last week, Peter, was the four-year anniversary of the declaration of the national pandemic emergency. Looking back over these 4 years, are there some lessons that we should have learned from COVID and how the government handled all of this?
Yeah, absolutely, Todd. It's a great question and a great time to reflect. You know, for me personally, I think, you know, we saw how malleable people are to really just let go of their freedoms without really much prompting. And, you know, it's just very troubling to me as an American that, you know, the federal government can march in and just restrict us of our rights, lock us down, keep our children, you know, out of school. All for some arbitrary reason that turned out to be not very threatening at all. And I think it's just important now that we're kind of entering the election year that we all have our heads on a swivel and we vote for candidates that actually support freedoms and have that front and center on their agenda.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And again, you know, even though it's 4 years later, there are millions of Americans who are still suffering from symptoms that they're calling it long COVID. What can you tell us in a nutshell about long COVID, and what causes the symptoms?
Yeah, so Dr. Peter McCullough has been studying this extensively in his clinic, and truth be told, I'd say a majority of the patients that he currently sees come to him from all over the country with long COVID-like symptoms. It manifests itself very differently from individual to individual. I mean, the common ones are the things you've probably seen online, the loss of taste and smell for extended periods of times, headaches, lethargy, that sort of thing. But, it's really kind of becoming apparent to the medical community now, and I think there's going to be more studies around this topic in the next year, that excess spike protein, primarily from the vaccine, which has about a billion times the concentration of spike protein than an ordinary COVID-19 infection, is causing these prolonged symptoms as the body struggles to clear out this foreign material from its system. So there's a lot of things you can do, and Peter McCullough is developing detox protocols that he's publishing extensively on in the scientific literature.
And of course, folks, you can find all that information as well at twc.health/starns. Real quick, Peter, do you know, would ivermectin be able to help with these with this long COVID?
Yeah, so Dr. McCullough has actually developed a protocol that we're able to deploy on our telehealth network. So our doctors have a number of steps that they can take, and it includes everything from, lifestyle changes like intermittent fasting, to adding nutraceuticals like natokinase or our spike support product, to using prescriptions. One of them we found is actually ivermectin that is effective at helping to treat some of these symptoms. So, like I said, there's a lot of things you can do, but ivermectin really seems to be a miracle drug in many cases.
Well, no doubt about it. And again, folks, you can get your supply, your very own personal supply, and we would encourage you to stock up, folks, going to twc.health/starns. That's twc.health/starns. Use the promo code STARNS. All right, Peter, we are coming up against a hard break. Always appreciate the great information, and congratulations. This is great news coming out about the FDA. We're sending these warnings.
Thank you, Todd.
All right, there you go, folks. Peter Galluli, he is the chief executive officer at the Wellness Company. By the way, Dr. McCullough was recently testifying before the Arizona Senate about the safety of ivermectin, and he says it is, quote, safer than Tylenol. There you go. He also testified about the value of ivermectin in treating COVID, saying every American who was admitted to the hospital with COVID should have been given ivermectin, which is why you need your own personal supply. And you can get that by going to twc.health/starns using the promo code STARNS. Hang tight, everybody. Hour 3 coming up next.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.